You send signal, you listen for an echo. At the first splinters, you run to tell Geppetto. And in the worst winters, the whole thing feels untenable. Crow took me by the shoulder and he told me, honey, don't let go.
Nobody feels the honey. You are just fearful.
Chapter 3. Dave to Resi. Shower Ficklet. Author's notes. This happens in the first 3 days after they come back from the game. Dave? Terezi's voice is muffled. A bit thoughtful. Like there's something she isn't getting yet. Dave gets up from the game on the TV and goes. It's not at all to get away from the way the sprite looks at it. All envious but refuses to play. He finds her in the bathroom in a t-shirt and briefs. Balanced on the edge of the shower tub. For a second, he wonders what work of art his bro's puppets are recreating in there, but the stall is empty. He pauses on the doorstep. The room is ridiculously tiny. What is it? Oh, the controls are just a tad... She makes a dubious moo. He steps in. The door swings closed behind her. You are about to shower? What's the problem? And then she smirks and drapes her arms around his neck, just as he remembers that she used the shower yesterday without any trouble at all. There's no button to summon a hot human shower attendant to wash my back, she purrs, but I think I've found a workaround. And leans in, smirking all smug teeth and heavy-lidded eyes. Dave blushes hot and leans in to meet her, transfixed. Their lips brush against each other, soft and searching at first, and then picking up speed, depth. She teases his lip with her teeth, making that weird rusty little noise that he can't get enough of, her arms tightening to pull him closer. And perched as she is, they're of a height with each other, and he can tell she's about to use it relentlessly. She leans back, pulling him along until he's stepping into the shower stall with her, heart speeding up. He groans in her mouth. Are they going to? Does she really want to? Oh shit, yes. Is that third base? Perhaps the full touchdown? A puppet in a gimp suit falls from the ceiling onto his head. By the time he has straightened up from his ungraceful slump against the sink, ow, his fucking back! Bro is cracking the door open and telling him, bland and bored, I told you to leave soap dropping to the professionals, bro. He leaves the door pointedly open when he leaves. That, and Terezi is peering at the puppet with quizzical interest. Yeah, okay. Boner fucking ruined.